We don't do a lot of stories about beleaguered CEOs here on The Takeaway, right? I mean, would you agree with that, guys, in the control room? Yeah. But I think the CEOs of America are tweet-weary these days. Tweet-shy. Having received critical tweets from the president-elect on jobs or wasting taxpayer money, suddenly getting a tweet from the president-elect is a rite of passage in the C-suites of America. It goes back to the days of a very famous Democrat, John F. Kennedy, who took on the steel industry with just his verbal outrage right at the beginning of his administration. There was no Twitter back then. And he, what was called, jawboned them to lower prices, calling their move to raise prices irresponsible.
At a time when they could be exploring how more efficiency and better prices could be obtained, a few gigantic corporations have decided to increase prices in ruthless disregard of their public responsibilities.
John F. Kennedy won by force of bully pulpit alone. So when the Ford Motor Company announced on Tuesday that they were scrapping plans to build a new manufacturing plant in Mexico, were they feeling some bully pulpit heat from Trump Tower? The decision comes amid criticism from the Trump administration about jobs going south of the border. Ford says the decision was one of market demand, not political pressure. But joining us is Joe Henricks, Executive Vice President and President of the Americas at the Ford Motor Company. Joe Henricks, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, John, thanks for having me.
So have you felt like you're being jawboned by a Republican, not a Democrat this time?
Well, we work with every administration, and we look forward to it, but it is a different time. There's no question about that.
Why would a company respond, and I guess Ford is responding to economic realities, but why would any company respond to a president just trying to shame them, I suppose, for lack of a better term, in the absence of any actual legal mandate or mechanism to, go back, move a factory, change prices, that sort of thing?
Well, I think the high-level topic of American manufacturing and American jobs is something that resonates with all of us, including all of us who work in the big companies that are here. You know, we're proud to be an American company. We're the largest manufacturer of vehicles in the U.S. And I think the president-elect is exposing a conversation around how do we make sure we have an environment here where it makes sense to invest here, and it's a good business. And we expect to see some pro-growth and pro-business type actions by the administration and new Congress to help support that.
Do you have now in your communications department there at Ford a tweet watch department?
I don't think we yet, but we may have to. I was watching the news this morning and another tweet came across about Ford congratulating us on the news yesterday. And so we're going to have to pay attention to that, no question.
Is it something in the address, the mode of style of address of Donald Trump that is compelling from your perspective? I mean, if Obama had asked the same sort of thing, would he have gotten the same kind of result? And again, you said your changes were a result of economic circumstances.
Well, the decisions that we made and announced yesterday, we did for the business. We obviously take into consideration, as I noted, what we expect from policies from the government. But we did that based on what we forecast for demand for volumes and what it meant for small cars. Clearly, you have to take into consideration policy. I mean, in an industry like ours, government policy, everything around interest rates, but also taxation has an effect on our business. And we want to take that into account.
Senior Executive Joe Henricks is President of the Americas for the Ford Motor Company. He spoke to us from Detroit.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.